Guruve Gurachandraya, Radhikayaya Tadalaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Namasheshtamanamapisachiputramatrasvarupam, Rupam Dasha Grajamurupurim, Maturim Ghostavatim. Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradi Kamadavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnastosmi Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Malane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Gobudanaya Cha Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priya Janaha Vancha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhan Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So today's our last session. And I want to thank everyone very much. I have to say, I don't know what good fortune it is to have brought me here to Giriraj, but I've come many times to Giriraj, and it's not the same to be in association with so many very special devotees. It's a very, very special thing. We want to be in association with devotees who have some taste for Krishna Katha. So I want to thank all of you very much. So, the last 2 days we spoke something about the first forest fire and about the purport which Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda gives to that, which is that the fire represents useless quarrel amongst Vaishnavas. We'll speak a little more about that theme today, but today we'll speak something more from the 19th chapter of the 10th canto, which is the second forest fire, which comes right after Palambasuravad, which Krishna's killing, or Balaram's killing the demon Palambasura. It said there that Krishna and Balaram and the boys, they went to Bandiravan one day. And at Bandiravan, Jiva Goswami says, there's a very special tree. Huh? Anybody here like trees? Raise your hand. Trees very much. Satchinanda Maharaj was mentioning yesterday in Germany, it's like a required thing for boys to make tree houses. I also had my share of tree houses. So Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu speaks about the ultimate tree house in Bandiravan, where the boys were playing that morning. Please listen.
Bandirastarani padam samanantirana prayata paramiha kinta vrisistas techa chachaka prari vahar avara pare kalinja muhur abhidhayati gopasanga.
This tree was a very huge tree. It was so big, it was on one side of the Jamuna. Bandiravan is on the other side of the Jamuna from Vrindavan. And this tree was so big that it had branches that were extending all the way to the other side of the Jamuna River. If you've seen a banyan tree, they have vines that come down, and after some years, those vines turn into like another trunk. And so the tree, sometimes there's been banyan trees. There was a famous one up until the late 1800s, I think, in Kolkata, which extended for like over 1 kilometer. Very big trees. So this tree was like a bridge across the Jamuna. And the boys would play in that bridge again and again, and they would cross from one side to the other. Vachit sadma basa prakata balavat kotara gataha. Vachit palyankaba pratita pitusaka sukatamaha. Vachit dolutulya gratita latika palivalitaha. Sada so bandirakam eva hari kelim natanute. In one place in the tree, there was a hollow inside of it. And that hollow was like a palace. You could go inside of the tree in so many places you could go. And another place, there was a very wonderful branch that was shaped just like a couch. And the boys, they would sit on that branch and dangle their feet over the Jamuna and play and talk. And another place, there was a vine-covered branch that was just like a swing. And sometimes the boys, they would swing and jump into the Jamuna, or maybe swing to the other side. He says that, Kamiva harikelim natanute. What pastime place did that banyan tree not provide for Lord Krishna? So Krishna had gone out that morning with the boys and the cows. And the first verse in the 19th chapter of the 10th canto describes Krida sakteshu gopeshu tadgava udurachadini svairam charancho vivirsus trinalobhena gavaram. That the boys, they were playing there at this tree, going here and there. And while the boys were playing, the cows wandered away. The cows were hungry for more grass. And with no one to watch them, svaram charancho vivisus, independently, they began to wander away. And chinalobena gavaram, out of greed, chinalobena, greed for grass, chinalobena gavaram, they entered into a very dense forest. Srila Prabhupada describes in Krishna book, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering further and further into the deepest part of the forest, allured by fresh grass. Go means cow in Sanskrit. But go also means senses. If we don't watch over our senses, then they may wander here and there. And present there was so much dry grass, which represents our senses, as we were speaking a few days ago. Our senses, when we don't have the proper water, shravanam kirtanam jali, the water of hearing and chanting, our senses become very dry. And they wander away if we don't watch over them. And then they become trapped in that forest of dry grass, and a very terrible fire may come. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary in the first verse, he calls this the Manjaranya forest. And then in the next verse in the chapter, there's another name given for the forest. Ajagavo mahishyascha nivishancho vanadvanam ishikatavim nivivishu krandancho davatarshitaha. Interesting, in this verse it's described that Krishna and the boys, they had with them cows, of course, but also Ajja. Ajja means goats. And they had Mahishyas, they had buffalo also. And no doubt they were using some of that goat milk and perhaps even the buffalo milk sometimes. Nivisancho vanadvanam, they were going from forest to forest, and they came to Ishikatavim, this forest of canes. So there's some significance in these word meanings. Munjaranya, aranya means a forest, of munja. Munja means a kind of tall grass, which grows about 10 feet high, and it's used in basket work. Prabhupada in Krishna book describes it according to the second verse in this chapter, 10th canto. He calls it Ishikatavi. Ishika is another word for a type of reed or tall grass. And it also, according to Sanskrit, it's also a kind of dipping rod. There's a kind of rod that the blacksmith uses. When they have a crucible, something which they've melted some hot iron inside of, and they want to see if the metal inside of it is in fusion, they want to test it. So Ishika is also a kind of rod used to test the quality of the metal. Just as we read yesterday, the Jiva Goswami, he says that actually Krishna caused that first forest fire. A comment that we can't argue with, because Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes, especially in Braj. So later on, the boys, they went to Bhandiravan forest, and Balaram, he killed Pralambasura. And the cows, they entered into this Ishikatavi forest, meaning this Ishika, a forest of tall grass, and it also means a forest of testing the metal. Atavi means a place to roam around in, or a forest. So the cows had wandered off into this place. Srila Prabhupada describes in the Krishna book, when searching out the cows in the forest, the boys themselves became very tired and thirsty. Soon, however, they heard the crying of their cows. And Krishna began to call the cows by their respective names with great noise. Upon hearing Krishna calling, the cows immediately replied with joy. So we're so fortunate to be able to get some chance to come to Giriraj and to be able to hear such high-class Krishna katha that we've been hearing from 10th canto, from Bharijan Prabhu and Sachinandan Maharaj and Mother Jagatarini. So Bharijan Prabhu has been speaking about attracting the glance of Krishna. And that glance of Krishna comes when we call out to Krishna. So the cows, they were calling out to Krishna in great despair. And it said that a forest fire suddenly sprang up around them. In Gopal Champu, it's described by Jiva Goswami that Krishna, he followed the marks of the feet of those cows through the forest. And Krishna climbed onto a high bank and started waving his yellow cloth and calling out, Dabali, Shabali, the names of different cows. Krishna has, as Maharaj was saying yesterday, 100 trillion cows, but they're divided into 108 different groups. This is one reason why we have 108 beads in our japa mala. Krishna also has a japa mala with 108 beads on it. And there are 108 different groups of cows, each group led by one particular cow. Shabali and Davali are two of those cows. And Krishna has a short flute, which he calls the names of those cows on. So Krishna began to call out to those cows. And when those cows heard Krishna's voice, they became very, very ecstatic. And they began calling back to Krishna. Jiva Goswami says that when Krishna approached the cows and was standing there, that some assistants of Kamsa, seeing that Pralambasura had been killed, they took the opportunity, and like an army, they surrounded that forest, in great forest, and with enmity, they created a very terrible fire produced by evil mantras. At that time, the boys, they began calling out to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira, He Rama, Moga, Vikrama, Davagnina, Dayamyanan, Prapanam, Stratumarhataha. O Krishna, 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 Mahavira, O very powerful Krishna, He Rama, Moga, Vikrama, O Balaram, who's very, very powerful, please save your devotees who are about to be burned by this forest fire and have come to take shelter of you. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in one place, he says that the fire was actually a friend of Pralambasura. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu says something slightly different. It's not that necessarily one is right and another is wrong. Jiva Goswami explains how in the Mahabharata there's a completely different description given about Maharaj Parikshit hearing the Bhagavatam, and said that he made a giant tower and he was sitting in the tower to protect himself from the snake bird. And it's a completely different description given than in the Bhagavatam. And Jiva Goswami comments that in different Divya Yugas, the pastimes happen in different ways. He says sometimes Ravan comes in Treta Yuga and steals Sita. And other times, Lord Ramachandra and Sita come and Ravan doesn't steal Sita. It happens a little differently in different Divya Yugas. So maybe like that. Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, he says that when that fire sprang up, all the boys, immediately, they neglected their own protection. And they all surrounded Krishna on all sides to protect Krishna from the fire. This is the mood of the boys. The boys called out to him, Nunam Tvad Bandava Krishna, Natcharantya Vasaditum, Vayam Hi Sarva Dharma Gat, Vannatas Tvat Parayanaha. Oh Krishna, we're your friends. Your friends shouldn't be destroyed. If your friends are destroyed, then everyone will criticize you. We can't tolerate that. Oh, knower of all things, you're Sarva Dharma Gya. You're the knower of the essence of all things. We've accepted you as our Savior. We're souls surrendered to you. So you please come and save us. When Krishna heard the prayers of the boys, Krishna became angry. And Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu, he says that Krishna at that time thought to himself, Apmanyo pyalam ami amama priya, hadavam vritti devam samirati girnam eka karavanyamum tataha ka yama ka eva va bhaved haraha. These friends of mine are more dear to me than my own self. Aham bhakta paradino hyasvatantu ivadvijaha sadabhya grashtaridayo bhakta bhakta janapriyaha. Krishna tells Durvasa Muni in the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam that I don't belong to myself. Natata me priyatama. Atmayonina shankaraha nacha sankarshanona shunaivatma chayata bhavan. My devotee is more dear than my own self. These boys are more dear to me than my own self. And seeing this forest fire, they've become frightened. Not frightened like we may be, but they're frightened. Oh, we may become separated from Krishna. If I die, they won't die. But if I die, they're thinking, maybe I'll become separated from Krishna. That's the greatest fear for them. So Krishna said, Ginam eva karavanyamum tataha koyama. Kaiha vabhaved hara. I'll devour this fire. Something that even Yamaraj and Lord Shiva, they can't do. But kintu maya, Vaishvanara nigaranam na sadhum parivridha bhavayu ete iti vichincha provacha. But my friends, they won't be able to tolerate if they see me swallowing this fire. So then Krishna called out to the boys, Ma Bhaishta. Burijan Prabhu is saying this also every day. Krishna says this several times in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. This is in Gopal Champu. Ma Bhaishta Nechaputam Dva Anugatitam Gatayata Iti. My dear friends, don't be afraid. Now you please close your eyes. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he said that Krishna was thinking to himself that it won't be appropriate. The boys shouldn't see me swallowing the fire. It should be done without anyone seeing. So he told the boys, you please close your eyes. And the boys, they replied to him, what are you joking with us? There's a big fire going on here and you tell us to close our eyes? It's a big fire of useless quarrel. And sometimes we tell devotees, just close your eyes. What are you joking with me? They say back, There's a big fire going on. Don't you know? Huh? Jai Gopal Babu wrote some nonsense thing on Facebook. Huh? I have to correct him. It's an emergency. What are we going to do? Huh? Huh? But Krishna said, you don't worry. Huh? Everything will be okay. And then one of the boys, he said, listen, I understand. Huh? Krishna's very expert. And he knows all about mantras and different gemstones. Odarya Dham Prabhu knows about gemstones and the secrets and things. Hmm? He knows all these kinds of secrets. He's going to chant some secret mantra. And when you chant a secret mantra, you have to do it in private. Hmm? So Krishna's telling us to close our eyes so he can do it in private. That's why he's telling us this thing. Some other acharyas, they say there's another reason why Krishna was telling the boys to close their eyes. Previously, Krishna, one day, he had gone to the bank of the Jamuna, to Vishramghat, with some of the boys, Brahmandaghat, excuse me. And there, Krishna, as a little boy, he'd eaten some mutti, some dirt. And the boys, they went back to Mother Yashoda and they said, hey, Ma, Yashodharani, your Gopal, he ate mutti. He ate some dirt. And Krishna got in big trouble for that. So Krishna thought to himself at this time in the Bandiravan forest, when that great fire was there, Krishna thought, previously when the boys saw me eating dirt, they told my mother and I got in big trouble. Now if they see me eating fire and they tell my mother, I'm going to get in really big trouble. So Krishna told the boys, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And Jiva Goswami says then that Krishna did something very amazing. Nimilad vilochaneshu chateshu tad avesha vashaya krita praveshaya yoga mayaya tat kala kalpita maha jaladhara kalpapara shariras tatratyan nanalipin ananena tam adukata eva sarvam vipraksantam bakshitavam. When all the boys closed their eyes using yoga maya, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that some people think that yoga maya drank the fire, and he says no, it was yoga maya isha, the lord of yoga maya, who did that. And if you try to say that it was yoga maya, the devotees will feel very unhappy in their heart. Krishna swallowed the fire. And Jiva Goswami says that Krishna produced a body like a huge rain cloud. And with a great mouth, he devoured the forest fire without any difficulty. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives another explanation. He says that Krishna was very thirsty. And that forest fire, who is also a personality, was both afraid and incapable of going against Krishna's desire. And so that forest fire, seeing that Krishna was very thirsty and wanting to serve Krishna, that terrible forest fire turned itself into a very cool and tasty drink. And the fire became a little drop on Krishna's tender hand. And then as Yogadisha, the supreme controller of yoga maya, of mystic power, Krishna drank that very nice cooling drop of water. Mm-hmm. So this is a very interesting point. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that this pastime represents sectarianism. Mm-hmm. That this fire is threatening to separate Krishna from the cows, the boys from each other. This useless quarrel separates the devotees from each other. And there are so many types of useless quarrel. If we're not speaking about Krishna, we're arguing with devotees about something, it's a useless quarrel. My guru is better than you. No, he's not. I'll spit in your face. My guru is even better. He's the acharya. And because of this sectarianism, sometimes we don't get the opportunity to associate with devotees So as we've mentioned several times the last few days, when you do Govardhan Parikrama, we see all the sadhus, all the Brijvasis, whenever they see someone, they offer, they bow their head, pranams, Radhe Radhe. They offer pranams to the cows and the monkeys and the pigs and everyone who's there. Because you don't know who's there. You don't know who that pig is. It may be Krishna, taking the form of Lord Varaha to come and enjoy some pastimes by Govardhan Hill. You don't know. We should offer our pranams to everyone, and we should get the benefit of associating with those sadhus. But there's another side to the coin also. That terrible fire, which is very hot, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, manifested itself then in the form of some water, and Krishna drank it, and it was very cooling and very nice. So this sectarianism, the coin of this sectarian anartha or obstacle in our bhakti, has two sides to it. On one side, neophyte devotees, they'll say that only my sangha, only my Gurudev, only my friends are good. I only like the disciples of Gorgavinda Maharaj or Sachinanda Maharaj, and I don't like other persons. You may be bereft then of good association, even in our own movement. You may say, Babaji's are very bad, Gaudiya Mutt devotees are very bad, only ISKCON is good. But Srila Prabhupada, he was friends with many Gaudiya Mutt devotees, even he was in the Gaudiya Mutt. And he was also friends with many different Babaji's. Krishnadas Babaji was a dear friend of Srila Prabhupada's. So that's a kind of fault if we hate everyone and we think only our movement. Because Krishna is there for everyone. Krishna is also there for the Christians. Krishna is also there for the Buddhists. He's also there for the Jews. He's there for the Muslims. He's there for the Hindus. He's there for the Gaudiya Mutt devotees and the Babaji's. He's there for everyone. And we should appreciate good association wherever we can find it. Dhanadhar Maharaj is very kind to Krishna Kundanai. And many times he sent different devotees, different people to us in Jagannath Puri to take them on Parikrama. One time he sent one big Christian preacher and his wife. The man liked the devotees. We had such a nice time. We made very good friends with him. And we did little bhajan together and we had long talks, and he spoke some things to us about Christianity. We spoke some things to him about Krishna consciousness. And we really, honestly speaking, I felt that he was a better friend than sometimes some devotees are in our own movement. He also sent us some Jewish devotees, and they were really Jews, from Israel. And another occasion, he sent a couple Muslim devotees there. And we make friends with them, and we see good qualities in them. I may be better friends with them than some other people. But there's another point to also understand, and that is that we should be nishta to our Gurudev. Krishna also, he turned that forest fire into some water. The opposite of fire is water. And that became a very nectar drink, which is very soothing and very pleasing to Krishna. So we should be close with our Gurudev. Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, he says that Sajatiya Snigdha Mahatara Sadhu Sangha. We should associate with devotees in our family. And my Guru Maharaj, he said, this means ISKCON. And Srila Prabhupada, many times he said, don't go outside of ISKCON. Once some devotees were going and hearing classes from other people in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada found out, he became very angry. He said, don't do that. Stay in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and you'll get everything. Maybe you were thinking, but gee, they were just talking about you're not your body, and some story about some movie they saw on the airplane. It's not very nice, Krishna Katha. But see, you've waited all these years, and now you're hearing about Brahma Vimohana Leela from Sachinandan Maharaj at Govardhan. If we're very patient, everything will be there. Sometimes we have a magazine we make, this Krishna Kathamrita magazine. And we do some research, and sometimes we go to different sadhus in different places in India to ask them some historical questions, some research questions. And I found a very interesting thing. that practically every Babaji you go to, every Gaudiya Math devotee, every sadhu you go to, their disciples, they tell them, don't go other places. Don't go to ISKCON. Don't go to the Gaudiya Math. Don't go here and there. Because it's detrimental to your bhakti. It's very hard for people from Switzerland to understand. Because Swiss people, they're very broad-minded by nature. We should be broad-minded. But as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. Please repeat that. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. So both things we should be able to accommodate. We should love all devotees, all Brijbasis, be able to respect them, be able to be friends with them. But at the same time, we should be nishta to our Gurudev's Sangha. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 13, there's a description given of the Rathayatra festival and how all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. In those verses in that chapter, 11 times the word sampradaya is used, and it's not used for one group. 11 different sampradayas were spoken about in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Gaudiya Nath, the lord of that Sampradaya. And he's there in Jagannath Puri. And so many different groups of devotees were coming. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says they were different Sampradayas, different groups. Meaning that they stuck close by each other. Because this is Bhakti Anukul. We're very fortunate in this Sangha. Because the devotees here are very like-minded. You all like Sachinandan Maharaj very much. You like Burijan Prabhu very much. It's very easy to come and associate in this kind of Sangha. But even if in ISKCON, if you go to some other Sangha and maybe they don't appreciate your Guru Maharaj, it may be a little hard for you to associate there. It may be a little hard for you to go deep into Krishna Katha. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very angry with Mukunda. He said, this Mukunda is such a rascal. I don't want to see his face. The devotees said, what did he do? The Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu bole o beta jakan yata jai se mata kata kahi tatai sai bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhu Bole Mahaprabhu said, oh Beta, Jakona Jata Jai, he's going here and he's going there, he's hearing some Krishna Katha in this place and hearing something in that place, say Mata Katha Kai Tatai Mishai. He's mixing it all together. And sometimes he's friends in this group and sometimes friends in that group. Is that bad? Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha Anucheda 202 gives a very interesting description of the development of the Bhakti Lata creeper. He says that it begins with Shraddha, faith. And you have some faith in Krishna Katha. And then you come and you hear Krishna Katha from sadhus. And you may hear from many sadhus. In our ISKCON society, we hear from many different devotees. But then after some time, you'll develop even more faith in one particular devotee. And as your bhakti progresses, it's natural for you to hear primarily from that person. You may continue to hear from other devotees. We have our Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we hear from so many devotees in our society. But after some time, I want to hear from my Gurudev. Because the disciple, he should be Anubhav, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, of his Gurudev. He wants to hear primarily from him, because then he'll learn the mood of his Gurudev. It doesn't mean that other Vaishnavas are bad. We don't think like that. Hare Krishna. We respect all sadhus. We respect all Brijbasis. We respect all religionists, whether they're Christian or Buddhist or Muslim, whatever they may be, we respect them. We respect all Vaishnavas, but I want to hear from my Gurudev. And I want to follow the instructions from my Gurudev. Because this is bhakti anukul. This is favorable for my bhakti. Jiva in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami quotes Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Upadeshtaram hamnaya gatam pari haryantehe tamritan api kravada kritagnano pabunjate bodha kalusitastena dharatnyam prakati kritam guru yena parikyatastena chakta parahari. Someone, he says, Brahmavarta Prana says, who neglects their Gurudev, who neglects the service of their Gurudev, who leaves their Gurudev and is wandering one place to the next place, they don't have faith in their Gurudev. That person, when they die, Brahmavivarta Purana says, that even the vultures and crows won't eat their dead body. He says that that person who's rejected by their guru has already been rejected previously by the Lord. Brahmavivarta Purana goes on to describe, Pratipadya gurum yastu mohadvi pradipadyate sakalpakotim narake pachyate purusadamaha. If someone just one time says, Gurudev, you're my guru, I've accepted your divine grace as my guru. If that person, out of delusion, later on leaves that guru, leaves that personality, then he becomes Naradama, the lowest of men. And sakalpa kotam narake, that person will suffer for millions and millions of years in hell. Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva. Lord Brahma, he says, give up your gyan. But I like gyan. My Gurudev doesn't know so many things, but I've heard this other sadhu, he knows many things. And I'll go there. Lord Brahma says, you're wasting your time. Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva. Give up that gyan. Jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam. What do you want? You want to come to Govardhan retreat. And hear bhavadiya vartam, Krishna katha, from the satmukh, the lotus mouth of a pure devotee. And then what do you do with it after that? Stani stita shudigatam tanuvan manobir. Stay where you're at. You don't have to go here and there and everywhere. We're Westerners for the most part here. We don't know very much about this culture. We grew up in a different culture. And sometimes we come and we think, oh, it's really cool and sophisticated. I'll go to Radhakund and associate with these Babaji's. I'll go to Barsan and hear from this person. And then everybody will know I'm really a cool person. But what do they think of that? I've talked to some of those sadhus. They think you're crazy. What are you doing going here and there? You're not a sadhu. You're some aimless wandering person. You're not performing bhakti in the proper way. And they tell their disciples, don't go here and there. Stani stita shudigatam tanuvan manobir. Stay where you're at. Try to digest what you've gotten. But my Gurudev, he only gave me the holy name. I want to hear something higher. I want something more. You're a nonsense. You've heard the holy name from your guru. So stani stita shudigatam tanuvam manobir. Stay where you're at and try to digest it with your body, your mind, and your words, and something will happen. Ye prayaso ajita jito paisi traistri lokyam. You'll be able to conquer Krishna. You'll become more powerful than Krishna just by hearing this Krishna katha from your Gurudev. Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Nrisimhadev came and said, hey Prahlad, I want you to come with me to the spiritual world. Prahlad said, thank you. It's kind of hard to say no to Lord Nrisimhadev. But Prahlad said, I'm really sorry, but I can't go with you. Why?
Evam janam nipatitam brabhavahi kupe kamabhikama manuya prapatan prasangat kritvatmasat sudhasina bhagavan grihita soham katam nuvishujeta vabritya sevam. I'm sorry, Lord Nrisingadev, don't get angry with me. You don't want Lord Nrisingadev to be angry with you. I can't go with you. I have something more important to do. I have my Gurudev's service. Soham katam nuvisajet of abritya sevam. He saved me. How can I give up his service? He's my everything. This is kritagya. This is someone who has appreciation. Who is grateful. Someone who's kritagya is a proper disciple. The word kritagya, gya, means, agya means order. And krita means to do. It means I've been given an instruction. He gave me something. Oh, he gave me such a wonderful thing. How can I go here and there? Another meaning of the word kritagya is kukur, dog. A dog is someone who's always grateful. You give him a little piece of food and he'll never leave your house. We're staying at Mitra Mataji and Rupa Nuga Prabhu's house in Vrindavan, and I gave some bread to some of the Vrindavan dogs. And now every day they're coming there and they just stay there and they wait for us. We should be a dog like that of our Gurudev and not go running here and there trying to find another master. We should be kritagya, very faithful to the order of our Gurudev. Krishna, he swallowed that forest fire. In the Govinda Mangal by Duki Shamdas, he says a very interesting thing that Krishna told the boys. Agni madje namari besuna sisugan narasimha japa mone mudi anayan bolo. Hare Krishna, Sugan. Krishna said, hey, don't worry, my dear children. You won't die in this fire. Close your eyes and Narasingha Japa Mani Mudiyana. Chant the Nrisingha Mantra. Kare Yaksha Jhampi Sabe Narasingha Jape Adni Pana Kaila Prabhu Dhari Vishwarupe Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So everyone closed their eyes and they meditated on Lord Nrisingadev. And then Krishna took the form of Vishwarup and Krishna drank that fire. So this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mission of Krishna. Uttama adama kichuna bachira jachi adileka kola kahe premananda he mona koranga ridaya dariya bola. Uttama adama kichuna bachira jachi adileka kola. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't care. He didn't care if you're from Iran or from China or from America. He didn't care if you were born in a Yavana Malecha family. He didn't care if you were born in a Brahmin family in India. But Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kako. He embraced everyone. He gave everyone mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a nice song. Anaiko Kali boy, 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 Anaiko Kali boy. Achandale din nam nitai doya moy, Achandale din nam nitai doya moy. Kodani tai, kodani tai.
Chandale dinam hitai doya moy, chandale dinam hitai doya moy, koda mitai, koda mitai, koda mitai, koda mitai, koda
mitai,
koda mitai, koda mitai, Arnaiko Kali boy. You don't have to worry about Kali Yuga. You don't have to worry about what Jai Gopal's writing on Facebook. You don't have to worry if you're a chandala. You're born in a dog-eating family. A chandale dinnam nitai doyamoy. Lord Nityananda, he's so kind. That he's giving the holy name to everyone. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes,
Patra patra vicha nahi nahi stana stam Chijana paitana kore prema dam
Bolo
No sectarianism, no forest fire. When the members of the Panchatattva were distributing Krishna prema, they didn't say, oh, he's a Brijbasi, we'll give him prema. You? Oh, you're born in Iran. Sorry. End of the line. They didn't say that. They didn't look to see who'd studied Bhakti Shastri. They didn't look to see who was a sannyasi, or who was a grihastha, who was a mataji. But patra vichar nahi nahi stanistan. They didn't care about qualification. They didn't care about the place. Je jana paitana kori prema dan. They simply gave Krishna prema everywhere. This is putting out the forest fire. This is the mission of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lalita Loka Janaya Karuna Janaya Samsara Dhamma Nalalita Loka Janaya Karuna Katasha Kalyana Gunana Vashya Kalyana Gunana Vashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Guru Sri Charanaravinda Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda
Vande Guru Sri
Charanaravinda.
So this whole material world is on fire. But Sri Gurudev, who's coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not saying Uttama Adama, who's elevated, who's fallen. He's coming to put out this forest fire of useless quarrel, of sectarianism. And he's just coming and saying, Uttama Adama Kichina Bachila Jachi Adile Kako. And he's embracing everyone. This is the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the movement of Srila Prabhupada. We have to put out this forest fire. The forest fire of useless quarrel, the forest fire of sectarianism, and make that forest fire become a drop of wonderful nectar in the form of our intimate sangha amongst like-minded devotees, which we stay faithful to and which is very, very pleasing and nectarian for Krishna. So we'll stop. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktabinda ki.
Yeah.
Premanande Hari Hari Go.
Bologiri Raj Maharaj Ke. Panchakalpadarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Samaveda Bhaktavrinda Ke. Yeah.